People First Podcast is a show presented by people with learning disabilities for our friends and community. We talk about these issues are important to us and interview interesting people to find out new information. This is our way to make difference and have our voices heard.
Today we are happy to also be anti walking buses as we have some members from TFJC who also do the deep buses. You might have some questions as well. Well, the anti, what do you want to mean today?
Thank you for having me.
Who are gig buddies? What do they do?
So, gig buddies is a project where we support adults with learning disabilities, and we support in loads of different ways. However, the main two ways are we match one of our buddies with one of our amazing volunteers on a one-to-one basis, and they go out and go to whatever their gig might be. So it might be people are into the live music, or it might be the theatre, or it might be animals, whatever their passion is. We try and match them with a buddy that has the same sort of passions. And then we also have group socials where we all get together and we go to various different things like festivals or the bowling and things like that. So, yeah, essentially what we try to do is make loads of new friends and go to loads of new places and just have a really good social life.
How long has Gig Buddies been going in Bradford? How do it start? How long have you been involved?
Thank you for the question. So, Gig Buddies in Bradford has been running since 2018. However, we have had a couple of years when we was branded as Bradford Buddies, but we now reverted back to our origin and our roots, and we're back to being called Gig Buddies. So, yeah, since 2018, we've been running in Bradford. And it started right down in Brighton. So there's an organisation called Stay Up Late. We did for a little bit, yeah. We changed our name for a little bit. So we were from Gig Buddies. We went to be called Bradford Buddies. And now just recently we've reverted back to being Gig Buddies. And the reason behind it is because one of the major frustrations of the project is we don't have capacity to help as many people as we can do. We don't have enough volunteers. So we've gone back to being called Gig Buddies in hope that that will help us get more volunteers on board so we can support more people on the project. So, yeah, that's the reason why we've gone back to Gig Buddies. And also going back to our roots, really, and what we're all about. We're a little bit punky and, not as... The Bradford Buddies brand didn't really have a unique selling point, whereas Gig Buddies, everybody loves music. Music connects people. Once you get that little connection, then you can build a friendship and things. So, yeah, there's loads of reasons behind it, but the main one is to get more volunteers back on board. The Gig Buddies brand started down in Brighton by an organisation called Stay Up Late. And essentially, it's so that people have somebody in their lives that want to be there rather than pay to be there, like paid support and to make new friends and things. And we've now got Gig Buddy projects all over the UK, up in Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, Southern Ireland as well, and even down in Australia, New Zealand, and one's just opened up in Germany as well. So there's Gig Buddy projects all over the place. But obviously, we were in Bradford, which is obviously the best, do you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Rebecca's agreeing. That's where it all started from. I got involved back in 2019. So I volunteered on the project for a couple of years. I saw a program. It was a comedy program. It was called Russell Howard's Good News. And they were showing a little bit of a good news story on that. And I spotted that and I thought, that's something that I'd love to get involved in. So I volunteered for a couple of years. Just after the pandemic, I ended up being the coordinator. So, that's how long I've been involved in the project and I've been running it since then.
Owen and Rebecca, can you talk about how long you've been involved? You go first, Rebecca. When did you start going to Gig Buddies?
I can't remember.
I think it was about 2022 or something like that when I came and saw you here at People First.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah. So you've been involved for a couple of years, haven't you?
What about you, Owen? How long have you been to Gig Buddies?
Do you remember?
No.
So do you remember when I first met you, Owen?
Yes.
Yeah, where did we meet?
At Keiko then.
So the first time I met you, it was just over the road from here. When I first had a chat with you. So I think you've been on the project a little bit longer than Rebecca.
Oh yes, I'll be, yeah.
I think maybe about four years or so.
How do people join, either to be a member or volunteer to be a buddy?
Good question. So all people need to do is just get in touch. So they can go onto our MenCap website, or they can just Google Gig Buddies, or they can contact People First and people will put us in touch. I could give you my details. They could drop me an email, which is andy.warren@mencap.org.uk. Or somebody could drop me a message or give me a call. So my number is 07970 962 652.
How do you match people with the Gig Buddies?
Again, a good question. So it's quite complex how we do it, but the main thing is we look for people that have shared interests. So when I was matching Owen, we were looking at people that enjoyed going to the theatre and people that enjoyed going out and about and being active. So what are the things that you've done with your...
Yes, I just watched Matilda yesterday.
Do you remember the other thing that we came to with... Your buddy's called Craig, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, so do you remember what else we've done with Craig?
Oh, we did that... Bradford BD 25.
We did, didn't we? We went to the BD is Lit, which is really good.
BD Lit, yeah.
So, going back to the question, we look at each individual, find out all their interests and what they like to do, and also we look at the support needs as well. And then we look for a volunteer buddy that has similar interests and wants to do the same things and just loves life just as much as whoever it is that we're going to match them with.
Who's my buddy is?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Rebecca. Yeah. Who's your buddy?
My mother.
So when I came to People First and had a chat with everybody, Rebecca was like, I want to get involved. And then Deborah went... But I like to go to gigs with Rebecca, so you came on board together, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's one-to-one team, or do you do a social group?
So, Owen, you know the answer to this question. It's a good question. So we do both. So we do match people on a one-to-one basis. But that's one of the things that frustrates us about our project is that we don't have enough volunteers. So if anybody knows anyone that might want to get involved, then please do tell them to give us a call or get in touch. So we do match people on a one-to-one basis, but we also have group socials as well. We've got some great socials coming up.
Yes.
We've got a gig coming up next week that we're putting on, and everybody's more than welcome to come and join us. That's to celebrate that we're continuing doing Gig Buddies. So our Gig Buddy celebration is happening next Thursday the 27th of November, and it's going to take place down at the Night Train in Bradford. And we've got 4 or 5 different bands playing. So we've got a guy called Jimmy Scissors, who's an acoustic guitarist. We've got Echo Machine One, who are a band that's quite funky and quite a unique sound. We've then got a band called Northbound and Down, and they're like a little bit punky, a little bit poppy. They do some covers and things. And then we've got Half Mark, who are an up-and-coming indie band, and they've got real amazing stage presence. And, yeah, they're going to be the next big thing. And then to headline the show, we've got Hayes the Martian, who is a really popular rapper and hip-hop star. So, yeah, that's all the bands and everything that's involved. In regards to tickets, all tickets are free. And it's just a chance for people to come and see what Gig Buddies is all about and see the amazing community that we've created and obviously just have a good old party, really. Anybody's welcome. If you do struggle booking tickets online, all people need to do is just get in touch with myself and I can sort that for you. I'm sure People First would be able to help as well and support on that side of things. But everybody's welcome. Spread the word. It's going to be a really good night and chance to just get together and have a bit of a dance as well. Rebecca's smiling because she's seen me dancing before. Yeah. I'm not the best of dancers, am I? Bad dad dancing, that's the one.
Jersey Magnets.
Well, yes. So up and coming socials, we've got loads of socials coming up in December. And one of them that Rebecca mentioned, do you want to tell us what we're doing in December?
Jersey Magnets, Happy Silent Arena.
Over in Leeds at the First Direct Arena, and we've got the VIP box. First Direct have been brilliant with us. They really support us. So we're going to see Madness. So I've got my baggy trousers at the ready.
I've got a bowler hat.
Have you got a bowler hat?
Yeah.
I might need to borrow that, you know, to keep my head warm. and then other socials that we've got coming up, we always have a coffee morning down at the Cake Hall in Bradford, and we're going for a Christmas curry.
Oh, yes.
Have you got your name down for that one, Rebecca?
Yeah, I said the email yesterday.
You did. I've got you on my list. Are you coming along to that one, Owen?
I don't know if my name's down on that one, yeah.
I think you'll let us know, won't you?
Yeah.
You'll let us know. You always drop us a message, or your mum does, doesn't she, to let me know. And Craig gets in touch as well, doesn't he? Yeah. And then we're also going to the finale of Bradford 25's whole year of culture, which is Brighter Still, and that's happening in Bingley. So, yeah, they're all the things that we've got coming up. And then in the new year, we're going to the Panto, so... I know Owen will definitely be putting his name down for that one, and Rebecca.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, no, you won't.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't.
Do you remember last time when we went and we did a workshop? Do you remember doing the workshop?
Yeah. You dressed up?
I did dress up. What was I dressed as?
As an handsome man.
I was dressed as the ugly sister. So people can't see on the podcast, but I'm bald, and I had a big pink wig on, and I've got a beard, so it all worked. But Rebecca, I think you was a fairy, and I think Owen was. Do you remember what you was? I'll give you a clue. You had a crown on.
Oh yes, I was. Yeah.
Prince Charming.
I think Owen was Prince Charming. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, we've got loads of things planned for the next few months. So yeah.
How do people know they're at FS Stating Face?
So we have loads of different ways of letting people know how we what's happening and what we're getting up to. So we have a newsletter that goes out every month. We have a close Facebook group, so everybody that's part of Gig Buddies can join that one. And we also let people know individually, so through WhatsApp or calls or text messages and things. Various different ways, but whatever works for that individual, that's how we try and communicate.
What has been your favourite Gig Buddies event?
So this one's a difficult one to answer because I love every time we get out together, we have such a good time. These two will echo my thoughts, I think. We just get together and have a really good laugh. The last one that we did, the Biddy Is Lit, was really good. I enjoyed that one. I don't know if I have a favourite, you know. What's your favourite, Rebecca?
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper, yeah, that was a good one. And I remember your boots from that one. Do you want to tell us about the boots that you've got?
Yeah, well, Alice Cooper boots, I go up with Dad.
Yeah, they were amazing boots. And obviously we're going to Madness, so I'm looking forward to seeing the hat as well. What's been your favourite event, Owen?
Meeting Craig.
Yeah. And that's nice, isn't it? Because that's what the project's all about, meeting new friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you guys have been out loads together. You've done all sorts. You've only been together for maybe about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah,
but you've What's the favourite event that you've been to with Craig?
See the theatre with him.
And you went to the theatre last night, didn't you? Yeah. What did you go see last night?
Matinda.
Amazing. And was that at the Alhambra?
Yeah.
It's such a good show. Mm-hmm. Such a good show. But yeah, I couldn't tell you a favourite, to be honest. Mm. They're all brilliant. And every time we get together, we just have such a good time.
Singo Bingo.
Singo Bingo's a good one, yeah. But I've got a terrible singing voice. So, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to get Adam involved with that one as well. But Singo Bingo is brilliant. It's really good fun. But one that does stand out, I love festivals, music festivals. And music quiz is a good one. We go to the Record Cafe for the music quiz. But my favourite might be the festival at Bingley. I love that one.
Any famous people been involved with Gig Buddies?
So, yeah, there's been quite a few big names. I mentioned earlier that I reason why I got involved is because Russell Howard, the comedian, he showed a clip of Gig Buddies on his programme. But we've also got Dev from the Idols. He's one of the patrons of Gig Buddies now. And Frank Turner's been involved in the past. I don't know if you've heard of Frank Turner. He's a music. He's a guitarist. But we've reached out to loads of different people and... because there's so many different Gig Buddy projects throughout the country, everybody knows everybody else, and Paloma Faith donated some tickets, and yeah, we've got connections with Peace Hall and things. So in the new year, there's a couple of bands that I'm going to reach out to, and hopefully they'll get involved. And yeah, but one of our buddies, he thinks he is famous because he's on all sorts of different posters and things like that. Alongside you guys, because I keep spotting posters of here, there and everywhere from People First and the Red Bag initiative. But yeah, I saw yourself, Rebecca, on the Red Bag campaign in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
So Rebecca's famous.
What has changed since you last came on the podcast?
So I mentioned earlier one thing that has changed. I think last time I came on, we may have been called Bradford Buddies. So yeah, that's one thing that's changed. But the project itself has just stayed the same. And that's what we liked, you know. We like that consistency. But it has developed, and it's not just the word Gig Buddies. It's not just about music. It's about whatever.
Right. So when you said earlier about you weren't getting anybody earlier into the Kick Buddies and you changed name to someone else and it didn't work, so you changed it back, now is it working better?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and we've only changed it back only a couple of weeks, but already we're seeing positive signs. So, three or four different volunteers have been in touch since.
So, you're getting more progress.
Yeah, which is the reason why we reverted back. So, yeah, it's even such a short space of time. It's really, hopefully, positively going to change for the better. And then the more people we get involved, the more people we can support and just grow our community. And yeah.
No, that was the answer what I wanted.
Brilliant. It was a good question and a good prompt as well, so thank you.
What is your favourite part of going to Geek Buddies?
Great question. I'm going to ask Owen and Rebecca their thoughts first and then I'll give you mine. So, Owen, what's your favourite part about Geek Buddies?
Meet it up with different people.
That's a great answer.
Day out on the socials.
And another brilliant answer. And you've both hit the nail on the head. It's about friendship, isn't it?
Friendship.
Yeah. And meeting new people, going to new places and things. My favourite thing about the project is that I'm really lucky that this is my job and I get to spend time with my new mates and my friends, and we just have a really good time together. And just seeing people enjoy themselves and knowing that we're contributing to that happiness and people just getting out and about and living life and loving it.
That is the time we have for today. We like to say never thank you to Andy for taking the time to out podcast today. We help everything goes well with your event on 27 November. Do you have any thoughts have we end the show?
So, just to say thank you for having me, really. And obviously you mentioned the Geek Buddies celebration that we're having next week on the 27th. Everybody from People First are more than welcome to join us, but also your friends and family can come down and just have a great night of live music and get to meet all the other Geek Buddy crew. And yeah, it'll be a good time. But thank you so much for having me. And hopefully it won't be as long until I'm on again next time.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys.
Remember to comment, like, share on Facebook, Instagram, and X. You can find us by searching for the People First Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.